Blackstone Audio presents Moonrise by Ben Bova, read by Stefan Rudnicki. To Barbara, as ever. To the men and women of the lunar underground, may they soon emerge into the light. And especially to Jean and Bill Pogue. We have power, you and I. But what good is that now? We would build a new world if we only knew how. Jacques Brel. Part 1. Destiny. Mare Nubium. Magnificent desolation. Paul Stavanger always spoke those words whenever he stepped out onto the bare, dusty surface of the moon. But this time it was more than a quotation, it was a supplication, a prayer. Standing at the open hatch of the airlock, he looked through his tinted visor at the bare expanse of emptiness stretching in every direction. Normally the sight calmed him, brought him some measure of peace. But now he tried to fight down the churning ache in his gut. Fear. He had seen men die before, but not like Tinker and Wojo. Killed. Murdered. And he was trying to get me. The poor bastards just happened to be in his way. Paul stepped out onto the sandy regolith, his boots kicking up little clouds of dust that floated lazily in the light lunar gravity and slowly settled back to the ground. Got to get away, Paul said to himself. Got to get away from here before the damned bugs get me, too. 20 miles separated this underground shelter from the next one. He had to make it on foot. The little rocket hopper was already a shambles, and he couldn't trust the tractor. The nanobugs had already infected it. For all he knew, they were in his suit, too, chewing away at the insulation and the plastic that kept the suit airtight. Well, he told himself, he'll find out soon enough. 1 foot in front of the other. I'll make it on foot, if I make it at all. 20 miles. On foot. And the sun was coming up. Okay, he said, his voice shaky. If it is to be, it's up to me. The sky was absolutely black, but only a few stars showed through the heavy tint of his helmet's visor. They stared steadily down at Paul, unblinking, solemn as the eyes of God. Turning slightly as he walked, Paul looked up to see a fat gibbous earth, blue and gleaming white, hanging in the dark sky. So close.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?